Jana Fritz, JANNAFRITZ. I'm the president of DF Seeds. I live in Bad Axe, Michigan, and operate a 1,500-acre farm with my husband Joel and two sons. Our farm, we grow soybeans, dry beans, corn, and wheat.
This announcement as the new head of DF Seeds, Jana, pretty exciting for you. Can you talk about the company itself and its importance specifically to Michigan?
Yeah, we're very excited. I'm very excited to be named in this new position and all the opportunity that we have with DF. DF's tagline, right? One of the things that we pride ourselves on with the DF company is Michigan grown and Michigan proven. And we have germplasm that originates here in Michigan with the Michigan State University breeding program, specifically in specialty soybeans. We also have abilities to work with the wheat team through Michigan State University and get wheat varieties that are grown here in Michigan. Really, our connection to the Michigan farmer starts right at our product line and then translates to profitability and good yields for any of our farmer growers who opt to come with our product line. There is a tremendous opportunity, especially in the specialty soybean market. And my transition, I came from the Michigan Soybean Committee, and the relationship there with DF Seeds and all of the opportunity for growers to explore other market opportunities with non-GM, organic, food grade, feed grade, all these specialty soybean markets is just a tremendous opportunity for Michigan soybean farmers. And that can mean that they're differentiated amongst other providers, soybean growers around the country. We have a very high protein content for our soybeans in Michigan. And all of these different aspects of that specialty soybean market help the soybean farmer, again, go for profitability, maybe a little bit of premium in certain programs. But all of that connection, right, connects to the Michigan Soybean Committee, connects to DF Seeds, and all in all, tremendous opportunity, which is the most exciting part.
Can you talk more about having that premium-based soybean? How more common is that becoming in our farmers' portfolio, or the interest is growing?
Yeah, the need for differentiation, right, starts from a risk management perspective, right? If the farmers of Michigan have done a great job in varying their crop mix to help with the risk management, right? You have your crop rotation, you do corn, you add wheat into the mix, you have soybeans. And then these specialty soybean varieties, I think, even further help the risk management of each farm. You have slightly different varieties that are going to have different maturity ranges. They have different agronomic profiles. You're going to enable crop diversity and a diverse spray program that hopefully should decrease the amount of resistance when we're talking about weed control. All of these things, all this diversification allows a farmer to keep profitability in mind and stem off that risk. And I think that's exactly what makes the Michigan farmer look at some of these new opportunities. So yes, the opportunity is growing. Farmers are looking at it more and more now to see where they can diversify their own farms and add in some additional profitability to what they're doing day to day with a crop that they're familiar with, right? On the face of it, they're familiar with soybeans, but this gives them a little added edge and a little added opportunity to bring in a little bit more money for the farm with that same commodity that they're accustomed to growing.
What type of premiums does it allow for farmers?
It definitely varies. Premiums are different depending on what kind of commodity or what kind of specialty variety you're going to go with. Again, from a food grade or a feed grade, is it going to go overseas into a tofu market? Is it going to go into non-GMO dairy ration? It really would vary. But usually there's an opportunity for $1, $2, sometimes even more. Definitely depends on that market again, but definitely something that if farmers are looking to diversify and possibly gain a little bit more money, they should look into their local elevator programs, Michigan Ag Commodities, Zealand Farm Services, number of Star of the West Milling, all of them offer diversified programs for premiums and specialty soybean markets. So definitely look into some of those relationships with some of our elevator partners in the state of Michigan.
Harvest is starting to pick up across Michigan, starting with corn silage and moving into some of the other crops out your way. What is happening in the field and how does this season compare to maybe some past ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this year we're seeing a very wide range of what's coming off, field by field, mile by mile in some cases. Some good yields, some average yields, some less than average yields, right? That the variation in precipitation throughout the season really has been challenging for different areas. So we're going to really see things come off in a wide range of yields. Corn silage definitely is starting to be chopped and also finding that there might not be quite the tonnage that we were hoping for, but there are options out there for those farmers that are going to feed silage. One aspect of DF Seeds, we do work with our ration choice program. So it is specifically designed for silage products that are going to be great yielders and good tonnage for farmers to explore for future years. Also, if we get to a point where we're going to be strapped for feed overall, there's options for, you know, other products. Triticale, for example, is gaining some popularity. And DF partners with Tri-Cal Forage, and we're trying to have more farmers here in the state of Michigan look at a triticale product as a product that you can feed efficiently and have that be a great opportunity for those that have livestock on their farms. So there's alternatives out there. In general, harvest is going to be quite varied, no matter where you're at. Didn't matter where the rains came or didn't come. Corn is somewhere in the middle. Same with soybeans. We had those great late rains with soybeans. So hopefully that has put on some bushels. But it is quite varied across the state of Michigan.
How are your dry beans, Jana?
Our dry beans are average right now. I think that there will be also variability in the dry beans, right? Again, because of some of those rains that just missed the thumb or missed various areas within the thumb. We have some that are definitely below average, some that are hitting about average. So once it's all said and done, we're hoping for an average crop on dry beans, but some of the early fields have been struggling.
When it comes to moving ahead in this new position, obviously brand new for you, but maybe some hopes that you have leading DF Seeds and maybe last thoughts on this year's growing season to wrap us up with.
Yep. DF Seeds is Michigan-based, as I started saying, right? The history is here. The founder of DF, of course, John Deal, being from Michigan, being just a tremendous resource in terms of the early days of this independent seed company. And then the company transitioned under the leadership of Christine Varner, and we really appreciate all that she's done to advance the brand and now taking the reins as only the third president of DF Seeds. I'm extremely privileged to have this opportunity and see where we can take the brand here in Michigan and again offer tremendous products that are grown here and proven here for Michigan growers. So great opportunity going forward. Wishing everyone a very safe harvest. Of course, stay safe as things get wrapped or as things get moving and moving quickly, of course. But everyone needs to stay safe for this harvest. And then definitely explore what the opportunities come from this past growing season. Do your due diligence in evaluating yields and looking at what challenges we had over the last year. And then, of course, make your product selections next year for what's best for your farm and seeing where we can go to keep advancing the narrative of overall profitability for Michigan farmers in all commodities.